You are now tuned into the Millennial Project Manager Podcast, the place where ambitious ideas turn into real-world results. I'm Whitney, your go-to project manager, bringing clarity and corporate strategies to your entrepreneurial journey. Let's simplify your launches, reduce overwhelm, and get results. Enjoy the show. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the show. And y'all know, before we plan, we pray. So scripture today is Isaiah 30:21, NLT version. Your own ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, this is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left. So thank you, Lord, for your vision and the ideas that you have placed in us, God. Thank you for purpose, God. Lord, I just ask that you give us the confidence to be bold and courageous to carry out the things that you have called us to do, God. Grant us the wisdom, God, to execute things well, to execute things according to your purpose, God, for the kingdom work that we are out here doing. Thank you for guiding us, God, in every single step, God. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for even going before us to make every crooked path straight. Lord, we just love you. We honor you. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. So girl, how are y'all doing out there? How are my project planning baddies doing? Talk back to me. Woo. So I got a question for y'all. Have you ever had a big idea, something you know you should be doing, but instead of starting it, you sitting on it? Just kind of like this podcast, low key. I'm calling myself out, but you overthink it, because I definitely was overthinking it, even podcasting in general, or maybe even talk yourself out of it completely. Like, has that ever happened to you when you know that you should be doing something and you just overthinking it, you're overanalyzing it? You're like, I need this, that, and the third. I ain't gonna even hold y'all. I've had this mic for a while and I started overthinking, like, is this right for me? Should I be doing this? Started looking up other mics, just doing the most, not the lesser. So as y'all can see, I have been there. You are in good company, okay? The hardest part of bringing any vision to life though, isn't the planning or the strategy, because we can plan it out. Most of the time we have a strategy. It may not be the best, but it's really getting started. That's where I see people lack, is getting started. Even on projects that I'm working on, y'all, the design is there, the core team is there, like everything is there, but it's the getting started that is the hardest. I'm like, how many times are going to meet about the strategy? It's there, it's done. Let's get started. Let's actually start working. Come on, people, like, come on, come on. Literally my job. But today I'm going to walk you through how to stop overthinking and really start moving. And let's just get this thing going. Okay. This might be an episode where you want to take notes, where you want to download it and run it back, mark it as your favorite child. I don't know. But step one, get clear on your why. Before you go outlining the whole plan, ask yourself, why do I even want to do this? I think that is where a lot of us get stuck. Why are you doing this? Your why has to be stronger than your fears. Otherwise, when things get hard, you will bail. You will crash out. And project planning baddies, we are not crashing out over here, okay? So ask yourself, why do I want to do this? Is it because somebody else is doing it? Is it because God told me to like, what is your why? Is it because I just want to do it? What is your why? Because it has to be stronger than, oh, well, she's doing it, so I should do it. Girl, you ain't gonna last. I'm just gonna be 100% honest. If you keep doing things that everybody else is doing, I'm gonna hold your hand when I say this. You're not gonna last. So what I want you to do is write down your why in one or two sentences. Keep it simple, okay? Keep it simple. Don't overthink it. Step two, stop thinking about the whole thing and break it down. Ooh, child, this is the other thing I'll be seeing. When we are trying to figure everything out, we end up in analysis paralysis. You don't need 15 steps. You just need the next one. When I am planning a project, we break things down into what we call milestones, okay? I'm not going to get too deep in the like lingo, but pretty much it's literally like a milestone, like a little checkpoint, okay? And so under that milestone, we'll have a couple of things that we need to do to complete that one big thing. So what I want you guys to do is take your idea and break it down into 4 to 5 key milestones. Then zero in on step one. That's your only job. So you're going to write down your milestones or whatever it is. If you want to launch something, if you are planning an event, you know, different things like that. I want you to take the key milestones. So if you're planning an event, it may be, let me see, find a venue,
prepare the food, do a landing page. Let's just stop there because I can go on and on. So under find a venue, the different things that you may have to do is actually, so you have find the venue. So think about the location, and then you may have to think about the budget. You have to call the places or email the places or get on Airbnb. So research the places, right? When you think about food, okay, do you have enough food for the attendees? Is the dietary restrictions? You have to think about all those things, right? I forgot what I said for the third one, but y'all get the point. So that's what I need you to do. Your action step is to take your big idea and break it down into 4 to 5 key milestones. Now, if it's only three, it's only three, but I want you to break it down, okay? And then zero in on each step. So you're going to take chunks off and then make smaller ones. In project management, sometimes people call it eat the elephant, which is crazy. Another one, I think it's like swallow the frog or eat the frog or something like that in time management. Let me look this up because I think it's called eat the frog too. I've heard of eat the elephant and eat the frog. So eat the frog means to tackle your most challenging or dreadful thing first thing in the morning. So it's a little different, but yeah, eat the elephant, whatever. I don't come up with these things. Okay. Now real quick, sis. Let me take a minute to shout out someone who could absolutely change your life if your to-do list is drowning you. If you got a vision, but you're struggling to actually make moves because you're bogged down with admin, scheduling, content planning, you need to connect with my VA, my girl, Rondale Martin. She is a virtual assistant and business support expert who helps entrepreneurs like us get our lives back. So whether it's managing your content, helping you with emails, helping you to streamline tasks, and just come up with different ideas on any projects that you're working on. She is your behind the scenes bestie, okay? Make sure you visit her over on her website at www.rondalemartin.com to learn more. And make sure you check the show notes because if I got something wrong, it's going to be in the show notes. And tell her Whitney sent you, period. All right, let's get back to step three. Stop waiting for the right time and just start, girl. I'm gonna hold your hand again. Let's be real. You're never gonna feel 100% ready. Trust me. And you don't have to be. You do not have to be. Start before you're ready. Start when it feels messy. Start with what you have, because clarity comes from movement, not perfection. So I want you to pick one small thing off of that list that I told you to write in step two and just do it. Now, I will say I have recently done something and I did it before I felt ready. It's messy. Y'all, one of my videos that I did, I didn't have my perfect setup. And so my camera is actually leaning to the side. So the video actually is like on a slant, but I was like, you know what, baby, I'm going with what I got. I got to do what I got to do. Listen, I was not starting over. Because for what, you know? So you just have to do it. Even again with this podcast, I was overthinking it. I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to talk about? And I'm like, girl, you're an expert. Talk about all things project management. Talk about, you know, how you've weaved it into managing your business. You do this every day in your 9 to 5. So that's what I want y'all to do. All right. And if, again, you need help with anything, just make sure you reach out to me on Instagram at Whitney the Millennial PM. If you get stuck, you can even email me at contact@justwit.com. Again, check the show notes. You will be able to get in touch with you. I do talk back. Okay. I'm just saying I do talk back. And make sure if you love this episode, you share it out with someone that can use it. You download it, you keep it, you know. All the things, okay? And make sure y'all leaving reviews for me because I ain't seen near review, period. But thank you for the people that have been commenting. All right, y'all. Until next time, make sure you stay focused. And I want y'all to do y'all steps and y'all let me know how it's going. I will talk to y'all later. Thanks for tuning into the Millennial Project Manager Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and connect with me over on Instagram at Whitney the Millennial PM.